Welcome to another Card Online Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I believe you're a little bit under the weather at the moment.
Well, I think last time we spoke, I was in isolation because I was a close contact, and unfortunately I now have COVID. So I'm now in isolation because I've got the disease.
Wow.
The virus.
Yeah. You know, people talk about, you know, the severity of COVID-19. What's it been like for you?
Well, I think it's like, I would say it's between a cold and a flu. So if you've ever had the real flu, it's very different than a cold, isn't it? But just the symptoms come and go and they change a little bit each day. It's been, what's today? I think it's been 3 or 4 days, so I'm starting to feel better today, but you sort of felt the mild symptoms coming on and then it hits you for a couple of days, and I think I'm now getting better. So I've got 7 days in total where I can't be out in the real world.
Gee, that is a bit of a bugbear. I'd hate to be in that scenario.
Well, there's plenty of people in it at the moment, so I guess it was going to get us sooner or later. So I've been trying to do all the right things, but now that things are open up and all those things going on, and my wife got it, and then I guess it was a matter of time for that to happen for me.
You know, one of the amazing things about the last couple of years with COVID-19 is how it's been very disruptive in the sporting world. And in fact, in 2021, the National Open Women's Softball Championship was cancelled because of it, and South Australia, who hadn't won the championship since 1956, was their one and only championship, and they've been runner-up in 2020 and 2019, and we were wondering if it was third time lucky that they might be able to win it in 2021, but it was cancelled. But it was on again this year. It was on again this year and held at in Adelaide at West Beach for the first time since 2005, and in the grand final, they played the four times champions, New South Wales, who were going for a record 5 championships in a row. And it was a thrilling grand final, went extra innings. And guess what?
You're going to tell me South Australia won.
They did. South Australian Stars won their second ever and first championship since 1956. 66 years. What type of drought is that?
That's a long time, isn't it? 66 years.
Well, everyone talks about South Adelaide Footy Club 1964 being such a long drought. Well, this is even longer than that by 8 years.
Well, the girls must have been very, very excited to win that.
Oh, mate, the emotion, you could cut it with a knife, mate. It was just the atmosphere, you know. Obviously, everyone involved were very, very excited as soon as that final out was made.
New South Wales. Now, we've done very well in softball then, so really we must be in a bit of a high because our junior girls won the Nationals, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, and look, I can remember us winning the, I think it was the under-19s, that's about 8 years ago now. So we have been about, you know, around the mark, and these kids have been coming up. So it's right now, without any imports at all from America, there's a great mix with South Australia with the younger, the youth coming through, and some of the experienced guys like Belle White, who's represented Australia at the Olympics, and some of the good kids from a few years ago are now the experienced players, and it's just a fantastic mix, and just the way they play together, the camaraderie was unbelievable.
So how did the championship unfold? Rob, you would have been there watching all the games.
Yeah, well, I was there for a lot of it, and I did catch some other games on the YouTube where I wasn't there. Like the grand final day, the finals day was they held the first and second semi, then the preliminary final, then the grand final, all on the same day. So in the 3 days previous where they played the round robin series, and Western Australia was not competing, but you had South Australia, New South Wales, you had Victoria, Queensland, and you had the ACT, and every team played each other twice in the round robin. And South Australia only lost one game, which was extra innings to New South Wales, and then they beat New South Wales quite comfortably the next time. So they were top. South Australia were top. New South Wales were second. So they played off in the second semi. And Queensland and Victoria were third and fourth, and ACT were last. So Queensland and Victoria played off in the knockout semi, and Victoria won that 1-0. New South Wales again beat South Australia in extra innings. They won in the last innings by one run. So South Australia went to the preliminary final, and they won that 3-1 over Victoria, and that was a hard-fought game. So in other words, New South Wales should have been fresher in the grand final, which was on Tuesday. All the finals were played on Tuesday. 2 o'clock game, and it was just excitement plus game.
So you're saying that all the finals were played on the same day. So the girls had to play how many games on that Tuesday?
Yeah, 3 games. They played New South Wales, then they played Victoria, then they played New South Wales. New South Wales only had to play the 2 games, both against South Australia. That's a double chance scenario, and you know, it was fitting that those two teams played off. They were the best two teams over the whole series. So it was really good, and a great game was expected because New South Wales beat South Australia in the 2 previous grand finals, and they were only by 1 run as well. So it was third time lucky, and it was unbelievable the way the game went. It was lead changes. There was all this scoring early, and then there were 3 innings where neither team scored, and then in the top of the 8th, South Australia scored a run, and New South Wales could not respond. So South Australia won 6-5.
6-5, so they won by a run.
Yeah, that one run in the extra innings, the 8th innings. Softball, the games go 7 innings.
So they reverse the score from the first final?
Basically, yeah. Although the first final went 7 innings, it was tied, but New South Wales batted last and they got a run in the bottom of the 7th innings to win that. And that was very exciting. All the games were exciting between those two teams.
Well, tell me about the game. Tell me about the final.
Okay, in the final, South Australia scored a run in the first innings and then New South Wales scored another run in the their first run in the bottom of the 2nd, I think it was, so it's 1-1. Then in the top of the 3rd, South Australia got 2 runs. Joanna Grau, who was a pitcher, got a 2-run double to make it 3-1, which at that stage I was thinking to myself, oh, you know, the way these games go, that might be enough to win. But straight away, in the bottom of the 3rd innings, New South Wales got 2 runners on base and this girl come up and hit a home run. So they were winning and I started to feel deflated and I'm thinking, oh, how are we going to beat this team? They're too powerful. And then sort of like
so from 3-1 up to 4-3
down. Yeah, and
is
then
that right?
Yes, and then in the 4th inning, South Australia scored 2 runs to again go in front. So they went 5-4 up. And then in the bottom of the 4th innings, New South Wales scored a run to make it a tied ball game, and it stayed that way for the next 3 innings. And the one thing I noticed is our pitcher Joanna Grau, who throws really fast. The New South Wales batters were just timing her, and obviously they'd seen her a few times through the championships, whether they faced her or saw her against other teams, and they sort of obviously had a game plan that sort of was able to cope with her pitching, and they made a change and they brought Millie Fidge, an 18-year-old, the daughter of Darren Fidge, the Division I baseballer that's played forever. She came in and pitched, and she was quite smart. She threw change of pace and she mixed it up a little bit, so obviously, the New South Wales batters were trying to sit on fastballs, and of course, Millie wasn't really throwing that type of pitch, so they struggled to get her away. And in fact, did not score another run for the game.
Well, it must be a fabulous thing for that young girl.
Well, she got the player of the final series, and something interesting: she's 18, she plays in the series, she's played for a championship winner, yet her dad, Darren, played for the Giants back in the 1990s, and they couldn't win. He played Claxton Shield baseball in the early 2000s. They couldn't win. He played for the Bite when they restarted the ABL in 2010, and they never won a championship. So he played all those years without winning a championship, and his daughter gets in and wins it first time.
I'm sure she won't rub it in.
No, I think Darren's pretty proud about it anyhow.
He
Yes, and you know the funny thing is in the game there was a girl that played left field, Sarah Tonkin for South Australia, and there was a situation in the second innings where they could have actually the first innings when South Australia scored a run, and then in the bottom of the first, New South Wales were batting and they smashed this ball down the left field line, and for all intents and purposes, it looked like it was going to be a hit and score run. And this girl, Sarah Tonkin, came running in from left field, running across, backhanded, caught the ball in her glove for the out. It was one of the best catches I've ever seen in the softball. It was sensational. But to top it, in the bottom of the seventh, where if New South Wales scored one run, they'd win the game. There was a foul ball hit by the lasser hit that 3-run home run. It was foul by a mile, but it was wide across near the fence in the left field. And Sarah come running across and sliding and taking the catch and got the out. And I couldn't believe she caught that either. So she took the two best catches I've ever seen in the same game.
Well, that's saying something, because you've seen a lot of softball in your time, so to be the best two catches you've ever seen, they must have been pretty good.
Oh, they were fantastic. And then there was a couple of players, like Bell White, who was catching in the game against Victoria in the preliminary final. There was a crucial pop-up foul that went near the fence, and she ran into the fence to take the catch. And the courageousness of her was inspirational, and I think they're the type of things that really lift teams. And then in the going back to the grand final, in the sixth inning, there was a runner on first for New South Wales, and the ball was hit to shortstop, Robinson, Chelsea Robinson, came across and took it slightly, a little bit off balance, but not quite, but because she was slightly off balance, she was able to touch second base for the out. She was definitely off balance when she threw it first, and she got the double play. Now, the ball that she fielded looked like it was going into the outfield for a hit, but she covered it, which was a great thing. She managed to keep her composure to touch second for the out, and then she threw off balance for the other out. So what could have been a disaster turns into a magnificent play. So, you know, they're the type of highlights that were going on for the whole series.
And so tell us about the last part where we got in front and won. What was that sort of like? What was the tension like in the crowd and out on the pitch?
Well, you know, the way the girls had played the whole series, there was a real belief. They believed in themselves, and the supporters believed in them as well. But like I said, the way the emotions of the roller coaster of that home run and then coming back and then equalising and then three innings without a run, there was a lot of tension, a lot of tension. And then in the situations where there's extra innings, they always start a runner on second base. It's called a tiebreaker. And so South Australia had the runner on second base, which was Chelsea Robinson. And usually in that situation, you've got to score that run. And the first batter normally bunts it to third base, and that's what happened. She got bunted to third base. Atkins did that, and so she's on third base. Then the next batter was Hoodie, Amber Hood, and she hit the ball to centre field, and it was one of those ones where the runner tagged up, but it wasn't a certainty that she could just trot home. She had to sprint home, and she sort of slid around the catcher and touched home plate for the run that put South Australia ahead. So that was quite exciting. And then New South Wales, they still had to bat in the bottom of the eighth. So they had a courtesy runner on second base. What does the first batter do? She bunts the ball. So they've got a runner on third base, one out. So they're in a prime position to score the tying run. The next batter, she hits the ball to shortstop. The shortstop comes in, gathers the ball, holds the run at third, gets the out at first base, two out. Then the next batter hits a sharp grounder. The pitcher sort of manages to field it, throws her out. And, you know, everything happened so quickly. But the smiles on the girls' faces, they knew immediately what they had done. And they were jumping up with joy and hugging each other. And, mate, it's one of those scenarios where in sports where you're there and you feed off the enthusiasm of the winners.
Sounds like it was a great game.
No, it was sensational, and I'll see if we can get any of those players on our show sometime down the track.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to talk to them. I mean, they must, again, for so long, and I guess they've been around the mark for the last few championships, so to put it all together after 66 years is a fabulous achievement.
No, it's fantastic. Anyway, Sean, we've got to sort of finish off now, so thank you for giving us your time, even though you're in your sick bed. So ends another Carlo and Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.